This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stella back to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag
her. Oh my God. Here we are. It's Drag Her, the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race RuCap Pile. And I'm so happy to be here, just like the finale of every season of Drag Race. Today, it's just family. Please, welcome my sister, the Fister, who loves to get twisted. Oscar Mantilla.
Thank you for saying it the right way, the Spanish way. Oscar Mantilla. Qué bella.
I learned it from, you know, that cochina?
Yeah.
Michelle Visage.
Michelle. What did you call cochina too again?
Valentina calls Michelle a cochina.
A cochina. Oh my God.
Michelle, you're such a cochina. But it is so goofy too, because that's when, like, I love Valentina's style of roasting, which is like not jokes.
No. No.
But it's just like.
But there's something there, I think.
It's not the worst.
It's not the worst.
It's not She's the worst fun. Roasting.
She's very, very fun. She's very, very fun. She's very, very fun. Before we start,
okay.
Before
what's up,
we start
bitch?
Anything, I have a big, big question for you and for the listeners of the podcast. This is a nice little hypothetical. This is a nice fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
Fuck
Santino, marry Santino.
Okay. In your wildest dreams, you wish. fuck, marry, kill. RuPaul, Ew. Charles.
Wow.
Jeff Probst.
What?
Andy Cohen.
I see where we're going.
Andy Cohen.
I see where we're going. Damn. I would fuck Jeff Probst because I hear he's packing.
What? From who?
Girl, he's apparently packing.
Oh, is that the talk of the town?
There's the talk of the town. There's news that people say may or may not be him. I think he might be packing.
Like a penis in the wild, possibly belonging to Jeff Probst?
Girl, I think he may be hung like an onyx. You know what I'm saying?
Like a Pokemon?
Mm-hmm. Like a fucking, what's it called? Dragonite, bitch. I feel like he's got a Dragonite in those pants.
Oh, God, you're so...
So, I would fuck Jeff Probst, marry RuPaul, because I want fracking money.
Wow!
And kill Cohen, sorry.
Wow! The fans are going to come for you.
How about you? What's yours?
Same.
What's you? So she's an unoriginal bitch. You know what you are? You're the Darien Lake to my adored Delano. You saw me kiss the flame on my pussy and you said, you know what, I'm gonna try that too.
You know what I actually am? I'm the diabetic to your Angeria. When Michelle said to get on the floor and you didn't listen, what did I do? Get on the floor. And I made it to what? The finals. So
shut up.
That
does check out.
Shut up.
Oscar, you finally cleared it with legal.
I'm so glad. I can talk about Drag Race season 14. And girl, I'm gonna go off because they said I could talk about it. So I'm gonna talk about it.
Or as you call it, Drag Race 14.
I've never called it that once, not once.
So I can't believe we didn't have one U2 reference this whole Drag Race season. Un, dos, tres, catorce.
No, bitch, stop it. Because you are that girl that only has that one album in her iPad.
Ew.
Or her iPod or whatever.
I do need to tell you, Oscar, I went to go see the Drag Race live. I was just at the Flamingo.
Uh-huh.
It was, the show was wild and crazy and weird. Weekend? Yes.
Okay.
Just when
I couldn't have made it. I know that you didn't invite me, but I couldn't have made it.
I wish I did.
I was at Sequoia National Park. I was out like living in nature.
Nature. The only reason I couldn't invite you is because I got someone else's free ticket. Mm-hmm. And but anyway, I went. It was great. It was stupid.
Yeah.
But Jasmine, okay, a really weird thing happened because like people were taken out of the show. So the show was really cobbled together because Jasmine Kennedy was there, but she had not learned the choreography yet. This is not a dig on Jasmine Kennedy. She's joining the cast. She's like joining the cast for literally tonight's show, but I went yesterday.
Oh shit. Okay.
And I have video, but because she didn't know the choreography yet, she would just kind of come out every so often. And then Derek Barry would say, okay, leave.
No.
I swear to God.
You liar.
They like tried to make it a bit. They like tried to make it a bit of like, you're in tomorrow's show. You don't know the choreography yet. But
I'm sorry,
it was,
no disrespect, but who's giving the mic to Derek Barry?
Ooh, wow. You said F-U-C-K, Derek. That's what you said. Alexis Mateo stole the show.
Of course she did. I'm not
she
surprised.
She is the highest caliber of talent. Sorry, all the other girls. Naomi Spalls is gorgeous and tired.
I mean, ooh, gorgeous and what? Come again?
Tired. She's sleepy.
Okay.
She's sleepy.
The fans?
I just think she doesn't care.
Y'all, like, y'all take out the pitchforks. What time are we meeting outside Mono's house?
You know
what time
I
we
love,
meeting? Grab listen, your torches, listen, grab your pitchforks.
Listen, I love her with my whole heart.
Do
but
you?
She just like,
do
this
you?
Is not a. This is not a critique. This is not a critique. She was a star. She's just not that invested in the show.
Wow.
That's just a fact.
Wow.
That's just a fact.
Okay. That's I wasn't there, so I can't talk for my sister, Naomi Smalls, who I think is stunning and beautiful and perfect in every way. Because as we saw in the finale, to me, the star. So
I mean, beholding her body, I got to see her wear that same bodysuit. Beholding her body is, I would say, a religious experience.
Absolutely.
And made me believe for once.
In,
you know how cynical I am. Life after love.
God, she's a chair bitch. Ugh.
No matter how hard I try.
Gimme, just.
What a weird remix. Okay, we have to go one at a time. Any big thoughts on season 14 you want to get out before we chirp and burp
well,
these finale
Well, I wanted
looks?
To ask you, actually, what do you think the legacy of
I can't,
season
no,
14?
No, I can't go on a date. I can't go on a date that
Excuse
night.
Excuse me?
I'm taken. I'm taken.
Girl.
Oh, she's laughing. Oh, she's laughing maybe a little too hard. Oh, wow, she's really laughing hard.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you thought you ate is what happened. Okay. Okay, that's cute. She's cute. Anyway,
bitch.
Little girl, as I was saying, what is the legacy?
If you don't have star quality, then get the fuck out of Drag Her Podcast.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, does season 14 have star quality? What is the legacy of season 14 in general?
Do you know the weirdest thing I thought? I was like, okay, my one weird thought is that I think all these girls here are still post-COVID traumatized.
Okay, fair.
Because I just don't think anyone was 100% present.
I mean, we talked about this in, you know, private when the microphones were off, just you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about
a segment we call Unmiked. And if you don't, if you're not listening to Unmiked, you're only getting Unmiked. Half the story.
Because like what the fans of Drag Her.
Wait, how do we do Unmiked? Wait, we have to do Unmiked.
Well, we got to turn off the microphone and just start talking.
We have to have fights with like the microphone off, quote unquote.
Well, we'll film it. It's a video component to Drag
Wait,
Her.
Wait, we have to figure out Unmiked, but keep going. The legacy.
I was going to say, you know, for the Drag Race fan, because I think there's only one left that listens to this podcast. Mono and I hang out. We are friends. We're actually very good friends, believe it or not.
I think we're best friends.
I would say the same. And you and I and our friend Gilly and our friend Nicole, we hung out one night and we went out.
And it was
we,
so fun.
We saw some of the Rue Girls perform.
We sure did.
And we had some things to say about season 14.
Oh.
In the unmiked So I want to
give.
Since
I spilled about Drag Race Live, why don't you spill about Gloss?
Gloss. Okay, so we went to Gloss, which is the House of Avalon.
House of Avalon.
Party. And first of all, the House of Avalon, unbelievable.
Stunning.
They are, I mean, first of all, like, it was hosted by, oh my God, I don't know what her queen, what her name is.
We had Gigi, and then Gigi's sister, who has a very fun drag name. I want to say it's almost like a boy-ish name. Grant?
Maybe, I don't know. We should do research on this.
You keep talking, and I'm going to make sure I get there.
Okay, so it was hosted by Gigi Good of season 12, and Grant Vanderbilt.
Correct.
Who is amazing, very funny, very charismatic. You have one new follower. I started following
Thick.
You.
Thick cock for you.
Oh my God, okay. What?
Interesting.
Do you get those kind of DMs?
Not really. Not really. Do you?
No, I don't.
No. Okay, House of Avalon.
Anyway,
Grant,
House of Avalon Gigi. Party. Gigi.
Simone
was hosting. They have star quality, as Candy Muse.
They really do. Said.
And, you know, their acts that they got was hit or miss for me personally.
That's true.
We got a Rue Girl. Do we feel comfortable disclosing this information? They'll find out.
It.
It's Angeria Paris Van Michaels, who is amazing. I loved her on the show. She's so great.
Maybe she was trying to collect tips a little bit more than perform.
I mean, honestly, that's what the show was about. That's Gloss. You know what I mean? And no shade to, I mean, get your coins by any means necessary. But, you know, we see like, you know, the queens that had more of an artistic sort of point of view. And then we had queens that were doing a number that was a quick cash grab, which
That's
I'm
true.
Not mad about, but you could tell
but
the
But Gigi Good did Vibeology, which
God.
Is iconic.
And really,
I got that
slayed.
Vibeology. That me,
I thought she slayed.
And I love what you do.
But for me, the star of the show was Simone. And
yes, she was.
Chloe Bailey shows up. Just
Simone starts lip syncing Chloe Bailey, and Chloe Bailey shows up in the middle of lip sync, and the whole fag audience loses their shit.
Whoa, okay.
I say faggot, get into it. get over it. Okay.
Okay.
I'm here, wow. I'm fag.
Okay, a trigger
don't drag.
Warning or something for the love of God. Jesus.
I sag, I'm fag, don't drag. I'm gonna make this, I'm gonna work figure this out.
That's a brag, first of all. You're sag?
Ooh. Sag. I'll tell you what. Okay, so it was a fun show. It was a good night. Okay,
well, we were talking
it was
just like the queens this season. Like y'all weren't very impressed. You know, was that what you were saying? Is that what you know?
I didn't feel like anyone was there 100%. I think a lot of them were there 90% or even 80%. I have hard opinions, and I think these queens have incredible talents. However, I don't think anyone blew. No one showed up as a rock star comedy queen, an insane performer, or a bust out comedian. And those are kind of the three big umbrellas I look for.
I think one person did, but then their ankle broke.
Which they got a thank you from the winner.
Where's the lie?
They got a thank you from the winner.
Honestly,
and I was like, yeah.
That's the tea. Listen, I love Willow Pill. I think Willow Pill deserved that win. I thought
deserved
she
winner.
She was the clear winner from episode, whatever episode Cornbread left
yes,
the competition.
Absolutely.
And it was Cornbread's blessing to give Willow. It's like she ordained Willow Pill that win.
She got a tattoo of Willow on her body, thus ordaining the new
the
Supreme.
The bitch is smart is the thing. Cornbread Jete is a fucking smart ass bitch. Like she knows. She's smarter than I think any of the other girls in Drag Race. Maybe I think her and Bob have the same level of intelligence. I think they're both like really and Alaska. They're like so smart in a way that they kind of see everything and know everything. And they know how to play the game from within. These are like, of course, mega talent superstars.
Have you seen Cornbread say like she's kind of moving away from drag potentially?
I get it. And you know what? She made her mark. She did what she had to do. She didn't have to win a season of Drag Race to become a celebrity.
I wish her all the success in the world, and I would love if she just gets into acting and
she
queer performance.
Deserves
and
the yeah. world. Cornbread, if you hearing this girl, you deserve the world. You are a top talent. I mean, not just like a drag
yeah,
talent,
I agree.
Like a full-on, you are a superstar.
Quadruple talent.
Yeah.
I mean, what I will say is what's interesting. Okay, so Drag Race is so popular right now that like in American Idol or shows like that, we're starting to see the players on the show are not as invested in winning as they are in networking,
absolutely.
In entertainment.
Right.
And that's genius, kind of. But it's kind of, I think it might hurt the show a little bit.
I think so.
Because people, these top five, no one was hungry to win. They were just like, I'm in the top five.
Well, one person was hungry to win.
Ooh. I feel like the correct winner won. And yes, you feel like it was Willow. I think Willow Pill and Lady Camden really did show up to win.
Sure.
Oh.
Sure.
Okay, we're going to get there.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and...
The thing that I'll say too, in season 14, I don't quite agree with you in terms of like...
Yeah,
I think there
to me.
Are true standouts in this cast, and I think overall this cast is great. I actually think this is one of the top casts.
I think there's some misses.
Well, can I even start talking? I think it's one of the better.
I'm just
casts.
Adding. I was just adding on.
Oh my God, she really, Jasmine. Shut up.
And honestly, thank you for calling me out because like every time I interrupt you, it hurts me. I just like hate that I interrupt you and you didn't get to get your thought out. Like I can't wait for you to finish your thought.
Are you done?
I'm so. Oh my God, thank you so much, sis.
Anyway, I do think this is one of the better cast seasons of Drag Race. And I do think that if this cast was moved to season 9, this would have been like actually one of the best seasons of Drag Race. The problem is the length of the season hurt these queens. You kind of got accustomed to these queens and like hungry little bottoms that y'all are. You wanted more, 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 more. Gimme, gimme, gimme. And they were like, well, we're doing it. RuPaul didn't eliminate anyone for like 5 weeks, you know? So it's just the Drag Race fatigue that unfortunately got reflected on the cast. But I think this cast is pretty stellar.
There's some misses in this cast.
Like who?
I think June Jubilee was not ready for Drag Race. I think she's shown her growth in these finale looks, but it was a disservice to put her on the show too early. Maddie Morphosis.
Oh, damn.
Period.
Oh, shit.
Orion's story does not know what she wants to do in drag. And I'm sorry, that's going to sound like so cunty, but I just feel like there was some casting question marks for me.
Really? I don't know. I think,
yeah.
I think Orion, you're too hard on Orion's story. I do love Orion's story.
This
is my opinion. You can't say no to my opinion.
But I can't say no to your sexual advances because they're making me uncomfortable.
Okay, she's snacking. She thinks she's snacking. She thinks she's snacking a little. She thinks she's cute, snacking away.
Bitch.
No,
she got me Las Vegas because I think I eat.
Yeah,
I think I
emphasis
eat
on the
a
word
lot.
Think for sure. you've been spraying on some delusion from Jinx Monsoon. Okay.
Oh my God. Yes.
I have that.
No, I'm sorry. I have Alyssa's secret here.
What's the secret then?
The secret is mine to know and yours to find out. Honey, it's 9 inches and it's fully functional. Okay.
It felt like she doth protest too much. I'm like, okay, girl.
Okay, I'm sorry. Keep going.
No. I'm just saying, like, I think every queen was so different from the other queen. I think I truly liked Orion's story on the cast. I love me a stoner queen. She was giving me stoner energy.
No.
I vibed with her look. She is so beautiful in fucking drag. One of the most beautiful queens in drag.
I think she's great.
Is she a good television contestant? I don't
know.
She's not at all. She's pretty bad, actually.
But that's what I'm like. Drag, I feel like you showed up to Shark Tank with an unclear pitch. What is the product, baby? Let me know.
She's a hot stoner girl. That's her drag.
That's not enough. That's not enough
what
for me.
What do you mean that's not enough?
That's not enough for me. I don't care. I want weirdos. I want comedians.
But
I want performers.
But that's not drag. The drag is all kinds.
Yeah, it is. I know, but that's what I'm saying. Okay, that's my critique, and please come for me if you disagree. I feel like this cast, there were jacks of all trades, and that can be great, but I think the jacks of it all shows that, like, when Snatch Game came up, no one ate. When fashion challenges came up, no one ate. This season was a considerable drop-off in fashion from season 13. Am I lying?
I thought Willow brought in the fashions. I thought Lady Camden had some really nice looks. I weirdly thought, sue me, but I thought Diabetti had some pretty good looks of the season.
Diabetti just got better and better and better in the most confusing way. Like,
agreed.
Agreed. Yeah.
Never have I flip-flopped over a queen in a season. I couldn't stand Diabetti. And then I learned to appreciate
her. You can't
her.
Stand her.
I can't. But I love what she, her role on the reality television show.
Yeah.
And the last three episodes, I was like, oh, she's actually like a really good drag queen. I mean,
she's playing tennis alone because these girls won't hit back. They won't hit the ball back after she says something fun and cunty.
You know, they were missing Cornbread because Cornbread would have shut her the fuck up.
Oh, that would have been so good. I'm so mad. Yeah. I do think there was some production.
Shenanigans?
Well, I think production was running around with, like, a chicken with Ted cut off.
Why? In what way? Oh, after Cornbread?
After Cornbread left, I think production was like...
Truly, and a brilliant example of that is... See, this is why you just have to let the show be the show. Because this is... Honestly, okay, to go back to the question of, like, the legacy of season 14. Season 14, I think, is the downfall of... of the overproduction of it all with the chocolate bar. And you know, the girls aren't like that shit is not just luck. The producers put the chocolate bar over the queen they wanted to keep, which was Bosco, which great, whatever. But
I mean, it's like the equivalent of like sitting down a gay to tell them the Easter bunny isn't real. It's like, baby, sit down for this.
Wait, what's your chocolate analogy?
Chocolate bar isn't real.
No, the chocolate bar isn't real. No, neither
chocolate
is Santa
bar
Claus.
Is something mom and dad made up to make you have a fun time while you watch Drag Race.
But I don't I think the fans are smarter than that they didn't buy into
I think so.
So, you know, like the chocolate bar was a big overproduced fallacy. The producers really oh my god, girl,
get phallic
your
head seat?
Girl, eyes phallic up here. Seat? Eyes up here, bitch. Phallic eyes up seat. Here.
Okay, sorry.
My
go
god.
Ahead.
I think the producers were really gunning for Cornbread to win. And when she hurt her ankle, they were like, fuck, what are we going to do now? Then they zeroed in on Carrie Colby. And they were like, okay, Carrie Colby is going to be at least our finalist, not necessarily our winner. Because they gave her, she literally took the baton away from Cornbread in terms of the narrator.
For narrating.
Of the season.
Every
narrator gets the win or is in the top spot.
That was funny. There was a real like shift in narrators because then Diabetti became the grumpy narrator of the season.
Right, well, she was the villain of the season, which she was. But then when, unfortunately, Carrie did not bring it, they were like, we are truly fucked. We have no one. Willow Pill was like an example where they were like, I don't know if we're crazy about Willow Pill, but because Cornbread was standing her so hard, they were like, we can work this angle. And luckily for them,
I think they liked Willow.
They liked, but Willow, like a queen like Willow, would be in the finals, but wouldn't win. Especially not in a season with Cornbread.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? Especially the story with Evie Oddly. Like, I think that will get you a lot of juice. But in terms of making it all the way to get the crown, I don't necessarily think so.
I don't want to invalidate her win because I'm such a fan, but
no.
I think that's a fair critique.
Listen to me. She deserved that win. She worked her ass off to win the season. Absolutely deserved the win. But, and as she can attest herself, she probably wouldn't have won if Cornbread was still around.
Would Willow win season 12 of RuPaul's Drag Race?
Season 12?
Yeah.
Why season 12?
Just hypothetical.
No.
I thought season 12 had so much talent on it.
Yeah.
Like, not to say other seasons don't, but to me, season 12 was talent heavy.
Is that the season with the most talent?
Arguable. Season 6, season 8, season 12. I think of those as talent seasons.
I would say season 6, 1,000%. That's the season I think with the most talent. And
just talent. I think the final four of season 8 is one of my favorite final fours.
1,000%.
I think just talent. Talent, yeah. Talent, talent, talent. That happens. Well, okay, let's go. We're going to talk more, but first, silence, Oscar Mantua.
What about you?
What?
Why are you talking?
Silence. I feel like taking a break.
Yeah, I know, but why are you talking?
I'm not talking to you, okay?
Then why are you looking at me?
I'm not talking to me. Because I'm why are you looking at me?
Well, I don't like you.
Okay, good. I don't like you. Are you happy? I don't like you.
So let's take a break then.
Okay. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer.
Bring back my brain.
We're back. We're here to talk this finale, season 14. Mm-hmm. Ooh, this is fag journalism. Now, we're deep diving.
This is in Las Vegas for the first time,
Vegas.
I think.
I was just at this stage. It's a fun stage. Yes, it's gorgeous. It's a good space. It's like a big space, but there's an intimacy to the space.
Where were
as
you
well.
Sitting? Were you sitting all the way in the back, the front?
We
the
got
middle?
Really close. We got lucky because yeah. Nicole, of course, snuck tickets. Work. And... it was great. It was cute. It was wonderful. We met the queens. Everyone was so nice. Aww. Everyone was really cool. Chanel was the host.
From season one, Chanel?
Yes.
Work.
Yeah, she was fun. She was fun. She was dirty. She kept, calling everything gay.
How was that dirty?
Yeah, you know, just like everything. She was just gay bar humor. Gay bar.
Okay.
She was like, oh, your name's Nicholas. That's so gay. Oh, your name's Bryce. Gay.
That sounds a little lazy.
Oh, my God. Shoes. Gay.
I don't know.
Some might say you're right. Some might say that's a fair assessment.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and chirp and burp these looks, these finale looks. They were very good. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we have Miss June Jambalaya coming in diamonds. Diamonds, branches. There's Grant. Diamonds.
Right.
Yeah, diamonds, branches, Dallas. What do you think?
Yeah, this is drag. This is true drag.
Yes.
This is a
true. Her makeup.
It's cute.
The makeup has just, she's glowing. It's soft. It's beautiful. This is a chirp. She looks the best she's ever looked.
Oh, absolutely.
I love her. Yeah. And see, this is why I would love to see her on another season.
Why are you pausing it?
I'm just trying to get you looking to look. Okay, bitch. Fine. Fuck. Next, Alyssa Hunter.
Chirp.
Chirp. What
Chirp.
Is
what
this?
A shame. She should have lasted longer.
Yeah, this is to me the most robbed queen of this season.
Absolutely. Unfair. They do Puerto Rican queens dirty on the damn show. I'm pissed.
They sure do. They sure do.
They should just do an All-Stars for only Puerto Rican queens.
I would live. If they do Latinx All-Stars, Latinx, Hispanic,
only
whatever.
Talent.
Yeah.
Like almost every Latinx drag queen on Drag Race is a fucking show horse, okay?
I know. Just like Alexis Mateo. I'm sorry. Everyone was great, but Alexis Mateo was like, oh, I should add, because they were missing a queen in the cast.
Who?
Alexis Mateo was doing double time. Cameron Michaels, apparently.
What happened to her?
She has a hernia. So she needs some medical attention.
Yeah. We wish her well.
Wish her well. Wish her peace. But Alexis Mateo was literally like double timing. Wish her peace.
We wish her
you.
Peace.
Honestly, Cameron Michaels, rest in peace.
No.
I know what quote you're going to give me. She looks pretty good for a dead bitch.
No, she's not Morgan McMichaels, who died and came back to life. No. She's still alive and thriving, that girl.
I think they're holding a ceremony at the King James Church
for
the now deceased Morgan McMichaels and Cameron Michaels. Okay, this is gorgeous. This is a chirp. It's like a little bit Maleficent. It's a little bit toucan. It's
giving
it's
me
great.
Like actual like peacock Vegas bitch.
Yes.
That's what this is giving me.
She's giving that money redemption.
I have a question. What are your thoughts on the wigs with the little like what she's wearing?
Gems.
The sort of like gems and
stunned.
The thin like
Aren't
little
wigs already hard enough?
I know.
Aren't wigs already hard enough? Are we now
it's
we
like
have
the
to
sensation.
We have to stone our wigs
everyone,
now? It's very
everyone
in.
Is wearing that wig.
You want me to stone my wig now? Fuck
I'm
off.
I'm not crazy about it, to be honest with you.
I think it looks good, but I do think it's a fad.
Mm. More volume on wigs is what I say.
Volumen. What about Cornbread Jeté?
Winner.
Coming in.
Winner, chicken dinner. Right
as
there.
Beauty and or the Beast.
Yep.
I mean, come on.
With the fucking rose, bitch. What the fuck?
Oh.
It's rude. It's disrespectful. It's different from Cornbread. It's different from what she serves. Ugh.
I mean, tale as old as time. This bitch is gorgeous.
Yeah. So
this is one of the best. The titties are beautiful. The hair is horned. It's a chirp. It's fucking fantastic.
Fucking beautiful. God
I love
it.
The giant rose.
Yeah.
God, it's great. It's very
conceptual.
I mean,
it's a great conceptual look. I love
bitch,
it.
Bitch, try the gray stuff. It's delicious. You know what I'm saying?
You are a Disney gay.
Fuck off. Here comes Orion's story giving never ending story.
I
with her.
Love this look.
What's the name of the dog from Never Ending Story?
Not Atreyu, the Joy Luck Dragon. Oh, fuck. I don't know what its name is.
Barnabas. It's very
Barnabas?
That. It's very Barnabas. I know it's not his name.
I know it.
What is it? Look it up.
I don't know.
Oh, God. You just said you knew it, and you don't.
I do know it. It's Falcor.
Okay, that's it. It's very Falcor. It's
very
Falcunt. It's very that.
It's... No, don't say that it's bad.
Falco,
what are you going to say?
She better don't. No, it's a chirp. I think it's a little confusing.
Why is it
but
confusing?
It's a chirp.
It's cute. Her name is Orion's story. She's giving us a never-ending story.
Yeah.
But drag.
Yeah.
But make it
maybe
drag.
The print. Maybe
you
the
just
prints.
Hate. Oh, you just hate her.
Maybe
just,
the print on the dress
hater.
Is a little
you're just
weird.
The hater. Her body was perfect. Her face was great. It's a chirp for me. Look at those eyes. Look at that eye makeup.
Yeah. I'm just saying from a branding point of view, I don't understand her brand yet. And I just feel like...
Like, she's like whimsical. She's high all the time.
Whimsical isn't puppets. Descriptive. You said whimsical high puppets? That's, yeah. Those are the three words?
Yes.
Bitch, that's a Sesame Street I don't want to tune into.
Fuck you. You're trash.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, next coming to the stage, we have... Metamorphosis, giving this Elvis look. Okay, let's see who's next. Who's next? Okay.
Oh,
let's
Carrie
just go
Colby.
Ahead.
Oh my
Carrie
God!
Colby!
Incredible.
Tranos in her own
wow.
words.
Wow. I mean, fuck. Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God. This she fucking did it. She
with
fucking
the gems
did it. Did Carrie someone... Colby, I, you know, it's just like, see, that's what I'm talking about. This is a really this. Greatly cast season. Because
okay.
Carrie Colby
I
could
love.
Have easily won season six, season, could have easily won seven, without a doubt.
I disagree.
You
I think Carrie
so
Colby's
stupid.
Great, but she's not great at Drag Race. I think Carrie Colby would win RuPaul's Drag Talk. If it was The View... She'd win, but
I think
unfortunately...
I think she had what it took. She just got really unlucky in the
then
challenges.
Then why were her lip syncs not enough?
She's
why
not a lip syncer, okay? She's not a lip syncer,
and
that's
you,
fine.
But that's, you are changing your tune because you never put up with a queen who can't lip sync.
When she's in the bottom two. But if Carrie Colby were in the other, the more fashion-forward seasons, she yeah. would never be in the bottom two.
I don't know. She brought some weird stuff to the runway.
Granted,
look,
but she
this
wore it well.
Is a chirp. This is a chirp.
This is a caca.
She wore it.
And of
fine.
Course, the gemstones is to signify the amount of trans contestants there were.
I did notice that.
Which I thought was so fucking cool. She's the fucking cool. I want to be her friend so bad.
I mean, she.
Carrie, be my friend, please.
She is the Thanos to all these super trans superheroes. This is such a chirp. It's a wonderful. The wig.
And what
detail
she represents
is
on the show, I think Carrie Colby is so important.
Yes.
In the
season okay, you're, no, you're right. Ugh. That's the best thing about season 14. Trans-tasia is the
yes.
best thing about this season.
Actually, yes.
Trans queens are here. Get the fuck over it.
Yeah.
That's the best contribution.
And also
of
the discovery of one's transness during the show. Mm-hmm. That's so amazing. When it was scandalized in season 5 to
Two.
Now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we've come a long way. I mean, the show has come a long way.
The show has come a long way.
And I think it's beautiful. And thank God for people like Colby, Carrie Colby, like, being there. Being that beacon for a lot of queens like Jasmine, you know? Like,
yeah.
I think
give me my hand,
I
yo.
Think it's great.
I need your hand. Really quick, give me your hand. Really
You're
quick,
so
really quick.
Stupid. No.
Okay, it's
get
a chirp. Jasmine Kennedy, oh my God, I saw her wear this exact same thing last night, and it was incredible. She's wearing the biggest bundled hair you've ever, bitch. It's a Texas-sized bun, and I mean Texas, the state.
As opposed
jade,
to what?
Feather. I'm saying
Texas as opposed to what? What else is Texas?
I said Texas-sized bun, and I'm not talking the dessert. I'm talking the state.
Okay.
Bitch, you say something. You say something now.
It was a good look.
Captivating. Thank God you're on the podcast. That was captivating. You're really good at this.
Dude, is this a chirp for you or a burp?
I fucking love it. I mean, the queen of all jades. The jade of it all. Emerald.
I will say, the best part of this look is the hair. The dress, I'm not living. I'm sorry.
I disagree.
I'm just not living.
I disagree.
That little,
this is
like,
giving me my
ostrich
life.
Peekaboo thing. It's just giving me feather boa stapled onto that dress.
See, I disagree, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
She has softened her drag, and she's coming into her womanhood. And since we're getting such a different beat from her, and I think also like her drag had been too much, and it was bad a lot of times during the season. So for this to be simple and sophisticated, I'm like, work.
Okay, but you've commented on the makeup, but not the dress, not even once. The thing that
I said it was simple and sophisticated.
That's what you said about the makeup, but what about the dress?
Simple and sophisticated.
You're wrong.
whatever.
You're wrong.
I don't care.
And I'm not talking about. And I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about the state. You're that wrong.
Judges. That was funny. No, bitch. But all I'm saying is, I don't care what you think. I care what the judges think. Okay, that's what matters. Okay.
Have your moment. Have your moment, Mono.
We are both in the bottom tonight. Okay. Okay. I just need you to know that.
I'm not scared.
Oh my God.
You should be. And
frankly, if we had to lip sync against each other, I am the Matty Morphosis to your Jasmine Kennedy. T. I would never, I do not want to lip sync against you. Okay. Next, coming to the stage, Miss Deja Sky.
Aww, my uncle.
Cute. It is an, I just realized it was a Miss Congeniality, of course, reference, because I think she...
Like the movie,
and I would have assumed she would have been our Miss Congeniality.
That
but
she would have
was
won
not.
Miss Congeniality, you mean?
Yeah.
I think she was vying for it.
I would have crowned Deja over Cornbread, but oops. I love Cornbread.
You know what? I don't disagree with you on that one. I would have crowned
Deja
Sky.
She was there. Give Miss Congeniality has to be a queen who was there. I don't like when they give
to
it
Cynthia
to like...
Lee Fontaine.
Are you guys ready to see my cuckoo?
Are you going to say that while Miss
I got to have all the junk in the trunk. you are the Trinity the Tuck to my cuckoo.
Oops.
I'm sorry, Triggery the Tuck Taylor. That's going to be her new name in All-Star 7.
Trigger Tree.
Where trigger tree. Are the triggers?
Yeah. Oh, she's got them.
Oh, baby, she's got them.
So do
she's
you like
got
this look?
Them.
Do you like what? Deja Sky's look?
Not a lot, no. Why are you referencing Miss Congeniality Part 2, the most garbage? I get it. It's Viva Drag Vegas. It's a clever use of the thing. It's actually clever.
Oh,
but I don't
God.
Like the look, so I would burp
like
it.
I don't like the look either. You know what? Deja Sky is what we both... It's like me and Mono doing drag combined. That's the vibe. But,
fuck.
You know...
I love her so much. I cannot understand how great she is as a person, how fun she was. I met her briefly at Precinct. She was perfect. She's a perfect human. I think she, when she returns to the show, she will get to refine some of this stuff. I'm just saying, in general, when she returns to the Drag Race show.
Okay.
I think she deserves another crack at this.
She needs to not make her own outfits.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Deja, we love you. She's got a winning personality, but the looks. Ooh.
Okay. Hello, this Oscar-tis.
Oh, no.
We've got Georges.
Listen. I have a soft spot for Georges. Georges is a queen after my own heart. I gotta give it up for my Latina sister. Mi hermana Latina.
Mija, let me tell you something, mija.
And that's someone, not Mono being offensive. He is quoting Michelle Visage.
I am quoting Michelle Visage, who, you know, she can talk like that. She's from Jersey, so she can. This is a chirp. It's not surprising in any way,
no,
but it's
not
a chirp.
At all, but it's a chirp for me. She wears it well, to quote that RuPaul song.
Gigantic showgirl's plume.
You know what I was missing? I really wanted her to do her signature move.
She should have.
Her stab a stranger 360. That's what I want.
Oh,
I
my God. I love that. The scream 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
That's right.
I love it. This is very, very showgirls. Very, you're a whore, darling.
I mean, it meets the assignment.
Sure.
She gets a pass for me.
It's a
That's
chirp.
A drag queen, bitch. Fucking George.
That
is
a drag queen.
Drag queen.
Can't wait to see her on All Stars as well.
I'm so excited. The bitch can fucking lip sync. But maybe the best lip syncer in all of Drag Race history. That's
our top five, babes. Angiria.
Chirp.
It is. It's too big.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Too big?
She
on
can't
Drag
move,
Race?
She can't move her neck. She can't even
so
look
what?
At the audience.
I don't care. She could break her neck and I
she
would
She doesn't
I
look
would
that comfortable.
I don't
it's
care.
It's still a chirp. It
think,
is a chirp.
You think drag is comfortable? That explains a lot of your drag, but...
interesting. I learned it from watching you, so that makes sense.
You're not my mother.
I am your mother. So this is a chirp. It's a chirp. I like it.
It's just huge. If it was it's any gorgeous. Smaller, it would have been a burp, to be perfectly honest.
Ooh, interesting.
Sorry, scale says a lot.
I mean, the pageant backpack gets bigger and bigger every season. From
it certainly does.
Trigger T, the Tux, season oops, 9 backpacks. Oops. They're just getting bigger.
Not
and
the backpacks. Oh, my God.
They're backpacks. She literally has a backpack on, and it's literally,
well, she's not. She ain't Dora the Explorer, bitch.
Well,
that's not a
girl.
Backpack.
Backpack, backpack. But what I will say about her backpack is I hope Drag Race paid for her chiropractic bill, because, girl, that hurts.
Yeah,
to
she
wear.
Will never be the same after this outfit. Yeah. How much do you think that outfit cost?
Girl.
Like, ballpark.
I mean, I think it's a lot of friends and favors, but it has to cost $5,000 to $10,000.
Jesus Christ. Crazy.
Crazy. And here comes God. Bosco as a sort of Miss Elephant kind of look. That's what I call Maleficent.
Why?
Because it's funnier.
Oh.
Okay. I got me. I got that moment, though.
You're so stupid.
This is a chirp.
It's
I really
chirp.
Do like this.
It's a chirp. It's true to Bosco style.
Really demon-y.
And also very Vegas, too.
Yeah, it is. It's a chirp. I like it. I love the wings, the bejeweled, encrusted.
The horns. That shit must
the
be so
horns.
Heavy.
Horns. Yeah, it's great. It's gorgeous. The feathers, the heart shapes of it all.
And that red chirp. Wig. Like, I don't see her in a wig that color.
Mm-hmm.
That
it's a good. It's a good,
good
mismatch. Holy shit.
Okay.
Diabetti.
Okay, let's talk about this look.
I think this is pretty fucking stunning.
I agree. I totally agree. I think, honestly, one of the top three. No, she's like in the top. Yeah, she's in the top three. Best dressed.
Yes,
she's number
I agree.
Three for me. She's number three.
I agree. She's stunning. She just got better and better every week. This lilac feather color.
And it's like simple. It's not like doing too much.
It's you're right. It's I mean the details are in insane.
The accessories are correct.
The
silhouette, the makeup.
Simple. Yeah.
Her
it's a unique silhouette.
Walks. Oh my lord!
I have not seen a big feather collar quite like this.
True.
And you
it's
know
the color is
I'm
good on her
up.
Too.
I also think that the hat is kind of a nod to her first week on Drag Race. The I'm coming up, so you better get this party
oh,
started.
Girl, Trigger Morris, bitch. No.
It's a chirp.
Things we won't say on this podcast.
It's a chirp. You don't call it a bodysuit. She's been here for years. This is a chirp.
This is good. And the bitch knows it too.
She's knows.
Very confident. Very, very confident.
She knows. Never been an issue for her. Next, we got Lady Camden. Giving us
a Cinderella carriage moment.
Yeah, very horse. No, she better don't. Uh-huh. Yeah, I love it. Cinderfella, if you will. It's fantastic. I think it's a chirp.
You know, I'm gonna have to burp this.
Okay,
actually.
I think that. Tell me more. It's, I mean, I think some people don't like it. So
it's a little sort of like I don't like the
hokey pokey.
Yeah, it's a little hokey pokey. The horse snout. Reveal into the whatever the bit thing is. So what? Suck what up? It just felt a little empty to me. I don't know. It's not designed the right way, I don't think. It feels a little sort of basic.
I like it. I mean, I think you're right. It's, I like anything that's architectural. I like the wheels.
You mean structured?
No, I said what I said. Architecture.
Okay,
this is architecture. This is architecture because, bitch, she is a building in
she's
this
a,
gigantic.
She's a carriage, not a building, number one. Number
so
two.
So a carriage is a structure to you? A carriage is a structure.
It's closer to a structure than a building.
Okay. Well, you guess, bitch, you're closer to death than me. So go ahead and kill yourself, okay?
By seconds, bitch.
I'll take, honestly, any second of you out of my life.
Final
is,
destination. I'm gonna. It's gonna skip me. Final destination and come after your ass.
Whatever, bitch. We all know Final Destination 5 proves that there's no skipping. The circle continues.
It could come after right me, but it's got to come after me second.
Whatever, bitch. You're going to step right in front of that bus and get terror-reeded. Terror-reed?
Terror-reed?
Who got killed in the first one by a bus? Someone.
A bunch of people.
Okay. So let's... This is a chirp.
It's a burp.
Okay,
sorry.
Work. That's fine. Okay, what about Willowpill coming out in Soul Calibur cosplay?
Yeah, this was giving me fucking Scyther Pokemon.
Very
Legend of the Dragoon for all you gamers out there. I was
You didn't get the Soul Calibur fantasy? You don't get that, no?
Technically, it's not quite that.
I think it is.
Well, you're wrong.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. You're going to tell me that sword doesn't look like some bullshit?
That's not a sword.
What is it?
It's like a Scyther thing.
It's a fucking sharp thing. What do you think a sword is?
Not every sharp thing is a sword.
Why are we fighting over semantics like this?
Because this is what happens when I guest at your podcast.
I know. Okay, wait, quick. Let's talk about it. Is it a chirp or a burp?
I think it's a chirp. I mean, for me, it's a video game reference, so you know I love that, so... It is Legend of the Dragoon meets Pokemon, which I like.
I like it.
It's simple.
Yeah, the headpiece. I don't know if the headpiece totally matches the whole of it, but it's a chirp with the makeup and everything else.
I would have preferred a bodysuit, honestly, instead of that like dress.
Yeah, I agree.
Right? Couldn't you see that?
I think that would have been a little bit more video game fantasy, too.
Honestly, you know what would have worked is Sacha Belle's dress on season 7, that lobster dress.
Shut up. No, what would have worked is if she was looked a little more Orchid and Killer Instinct. She came out with those fucking tauntfuzz.
Okay, she's a gamer girl. She's a gamer girl.
Play hard with the feeling. Yeah, you gotta. She needs tauntfuzz bad. And I say that almost every day, but I mean it. Okay, wait. Silence. I need to take another break.
Another one?
Yes!
Girl. The diarrhea is not good for you.
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it, but now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
My break. We're back. We need to get into the rest of this finale because holy shit, we haven't talked about these numbers yet.
Oh my God, these numbers. Okay, so what did you think about these personalized season 8 style numbers?
I like the idea. I like that we're getting a change of pace. Most of these left me hungry.
Oops.
Except for the top two.
Oops.
I thought Angeria's was pretty boring.
If you had to rank them from lowest to highest, how would you rank them?
Like maybe in order of how they appeared.
Interesting.
Like for me, it kind of did go in order. Angeria, Bosco, Daya. Well,
wow.
And then Camden Willow. I don't know. Those two are close for me though.
Mm.
How about you?
I would put Angeria, Daya, Bosco, Willow, and Camden number one.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Camden's was very talent forward. The song was the best.
She blew me away. Yeah. What do we think of Angeria's number?
Pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love her so much, but yeah. I just don't think this harnesses her magic.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. The look was pretty basic. The whole time I was like, is that a scrunchie? Is that like an oversized scrunchie on the top of her head? Mm-hmm. But again, it's that wig that I kind of don't like with the
gems.
Bejeweled statement.
Bejeweled hair. I like the Nickelodeon of the middle.
I don't. And it just felt a little frantic with her choreography. She just felt a little behind choreography-wise.
Yeah, it didn't quite work. And also, stars with letters on them. No.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I don't know what the...
I
didn't know what the vibe was.
Yeah, what am I getting awarded for perfect attendance or am I watching drag? Do you know what I mean? What the hell? What's happening?
Both. You can get both.
We could do both, but if she did want perfect attendance, she should have showed up for this performance. And I just don't think she totally did.
You could tell she was a little bit nervous, I will say.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And that's what, but I don't think she, had a chance to win. It just wasn't on par with the other
numbers.
No,
it wasn't in the cards. It wasn't in the cards for her. No. I don't think she wanted to win.
Yeah, she's coming back for All-Star. She'll be fine.
Can we talk about Rue's Zordon chrome silver robe?
Loved it.
Why do I feel like she's worn this before? I did love it.
Same. I was like, this feels like a freaking season 4 promo look.
Yeah.
Do you know what
we'll
I mean? Like
drag sleuths
similar,
out there.
Similar. A little similar.
I don't know if I love the big black gloves, if I'm being honest. But
oh, I do.
It's a chirp. The wig, the head gem, all of it. Okay, what did you think of Miss Bosco's demon thing?
It was very Bosco-y, and I liked the idea behind it. It looked really cool. The bitch didn't do shit, honestly.
Well, she couldn't walk in those Stranger Things heels.
No, she couldn't walk. But the girl gave good face, and those costumes did her right. I will say, I do have a huge pet peeve about the reveal without taking off her feathered hat. It just felt so incongruous to me.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Because the feathers mixed with this Necronomicon bodysuit is like, huh?
Yeah, I just then take off the thing too, girl. Like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think this is just too sleepy of a song. I've performed to a sleepy, spooky song in Drag Race and it went terribly.
What number?
It was really bad. I don't know. It wasn't good. No one cares. It's this sad French artist named Karen Ann. It was for our Halloween show. And so I thought it would kind of be spooky, but it was just sleepy. So
I read myself
when I say, I tried to make it funny by pairing it with Carly Rae Jepsen, but it's just too dangerous. Don't do a sleepy number for the finale.
Unless you have a theme or a message or something.
Would you say this is better than literally the whole Pearls Sleepwalker?
Yes.
Or what's it called? Yeah.
Yes.
Pearls is better.
No, no. This is better than Pearls.
Oh, interesting. I even think Pearls is better than this.
No, no, God. What's wrong with you? No, 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 no.
How do you feel about the format change? I didn't get to ask you.
You know, I did get flashbacks to season 7 and 8, which I was like, oh, God, no, not this. Because they're all original songs written for their sort of gimmick on Drag Race. Which I was like, right. Oh, God, this feels so, like, self-referential and, like, obviously overproduced. And naturally, some girls' songs are better than other girls' songs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
For example, Angeria's, unfortunately, was horrible. This one was pretty bad. But then, like, you get someone like Lady Camden's, who's, like, actually really smartly produced. Great
right.
reference point. Really getting Camden that win, you know what I mean? Like, really, like,
yeah.
Teaming her up. So, yeah, it just felt uneven. I wish they, like, did their own numbers, but, like, to songs that already existed. Like in Drag Race Thailand 2, season 2.
Huh, yeah, that's a good point. For whatever reason, the songs weren't good enough.
Yeah.
They could be better. They felt so short, too. Like, so short.
Well,
because there's five of them, not three of them.
Yeah, there's this freaking show to do. What are you talking about?
It was so short that I feel like they were just getting ramped up, especially Bosco. I was like, oh, we're done. We're done.
Yeah,
we're done.
Bosco's felt the shortest of all of them.
Diabetti performs Fighter as this.
And not Christina Aguilera's Fighter.
No. It's sort of, she performs as this weird, like, insectoid with feathers on her back, popping through the toilet paper curtain.
Girl, she's a dragonfly.
Sure. Work. I love the look. I think the look is really cool, but I think the look outshines the number.
The song is boring as hell. I hated that fucking song so much.
Yeah.
I do like the idea that she was the dragonfly that she ate on the show.
Didn't think about it until you said it.
I mean, I could be wrong, but that was the vibe that I got. And if that is the case, instead of a cobweb, she should have come out of her own mouth. You know, there should have been a giant diabetic mouth and the dragonfly coming out of it. But maybe now that I'm looking at this again, maybe it's not the dragonfly. Maybe it's some sort of weird alien bug thing.
Yeah,
but girl, you had it right in front of you. Be the dragonfly that you ate and got $1,000 for.
That would have been funny.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, this has a cool, weird movement thing at the end, but also, what the fuck is this writhing ending?
It's cool.
Like, who is that for?
For me, because I thought it was cute. It was cool. The song is awful, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a miss for me.
The look, really cool, weird look. But yeah, the song is something I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy.
Not even me?
Not even you. Isn't that funny?
And you hate me.
But I hate you.
But you have a restraining order against me.
That is weird. the bread. So, okay. Let's go ahead and talk about the two good ones.
Oops.
First, of course, Miss Lady Camden, sort of highly Queen-inspired.
I mean, this is the winner. This is the best number.
Talk to me about it.
She performs the shit out of this number. It is a literal queen inspired. It's like no other queen had a reference that deep, that specific.
And it's a strong reference to the lip sync or, you know, her look.
That runway look. I mean, it was so Camden. And like she turned it out. The bitch can dance and the fucking reveals.
Right.
Girl.
Yeah, they were
you
tight.
Still hungry? Because she fed us.
She gave you ballet. She just like she said, let me do everything I do well in one lip sync.
And that's how you do it. And that's the thing, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
And she was funny.
She was funny.
She was great. She was charismatic. I mean, I do love Lady Camden. I think any other season she probably wouldn't be in the finals.
I will say at the very end, I was like, they could crown either of these.
Oh,
like,
really? Oh, I didn't think Lady Camden had a chance. Oh, and this center stage reference?
Come on. This is not her first center stage reference.
This is when they peel that tutu into like a jazz outfit. I'm like, this is from center stage. As a dancer, I was living my life. Ooh, I loved it.
I love.
And that wig reveal, my God.
I mean,
She tossed that fucking synthetic.
She did.
Hair.
She's a great dancer. They lift her up. She kills it. She slays it. Clear top two. I wonder if they were filmed in this order is my question.
Probably not is what I will say to that.
Right? Because they kind of, it leaves you with like, it's kind of just leads the viewer into being like, well, these last two were really good.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we wanted that.
Because could you imagine watching Lady Camden's and then seeing everyone else's disappointing ass numbers? I'd be pissed.
Fuck.
I'd be pissed.
Same.
I would be pissed. Oh my God. I also love the weird Lady Camden's mom's interaction with RuPaul.
So
to me,
funny.
It felt so awkward. It was like,
so awkward.
Okay. Because RuPaul has this thing where she looks like, I'm going to talk British to a British person. And the mom was like, not having it. She was like, okay.
Yeah.
Governor, I guess I'll play, I guess. I don't know.
Crumpets, tea, Big Ben, uncircumcised penis. She like used all her London references.
Yeah. Specifically London. Yeah, specifically London.
I'm living my life in London. Boston, Belfast, Chattanooga, Hollywood, baby. I could do this all night.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Bitch, pick up a book. Okay, I Hate People by Willow Pill.
What did you think?
It was really funny. I liked it a lot. I mean, I think it's nonsense. Well, I like that her sense of humor is nonsense and non-linear.
Yeah.
But I absolutely loved it.
Well, I mean, those things were a reference to her, like, you know, opening number, her talent show number,
mm-hmm.
Toasters and bathtubs.
Oh yeah, no, I loved all that. That played legacy. I maybe just the nonsense of like, I hate people, but there's people on my head and pussy. I think that's actually good absurdity.
Yeah, I think she gets it. Also, did you know that this dress was made by Utica Queen?
What?
Yeah,
I love that. It's
Utica
very. It actually looks very
dress.
Utica.
Yeah,
it looks very.
I only
Utica.
Know that because Utica's like one of the very few queens I actually follow on Instagram.
Uh huh.
But like, yeah, she like made this dress for Willow Pill. I was like, oh, work!
Wow,
it's very cool.
I mean, the only thing you could critique is Willow's duck walking, which is almost like on purpose awkward.
Yeah, I think the thing is like Willow Pill is a good. She's got good rhythm, but I don't think she's a good dancer necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
And everything she does, I mean, it's the same thing that happened with her catwalk music video. Everything she did was sleepy looking.
Yeah, it was a little sleepy looking.
So I think
looking.
It was that was the thing. It was a very sleepy looking.
She's
but it
great
was
at,
funny.
She delivers fun. She delivers fun in a very compelling way that I think works for her. I don't think it's necessarily like distracting. I'm like, you're delivering what you're good at, which is like dumbness, weirdness, comedy.
Yeah. Have we had a winner that's all about being dumb? Because I think she might be that queen.
Yeah, she might be the dumb. The kind of fun, dumb winner I can think of.
I think she's our Dada winner. Just like.
Interesting.
It is what it is. Art is stupid. Let's make fun of art.
I mean, the fact that she was recently quoted, I think like someone was quoting her like, how are you, you know, feeling about your win? And she said, fuck her right in the pussy. Her quote, which we all know is a very famous, funny news trolling internet viral moment, but it's like, yeah, she is. Yeah, Dada is a good way to put it.
Yeah, it's irreverent.
Yeah, it is. And like, you know, people are going to compare her reign to her sister or mom, Evie Oddly. I
right.
forget their relationship.
Yeah.
Would you compare them in that way?
I would compare them in the way that they're both from, where are they from? Colorado?
Yeah, Denver. Yeah.
Denver. But I think, again, like, Willow Pill is more sort of, like, stupid. Like, drag is stupid. And Evie Oddly is more like, drag should be weird.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Willow Pill's drag is weird. I think Willow Pill's approach to drag is like, drag is stupid. Let's make fun of how stupid drag is. And
mm-hmm.
Evie Oddly's more like, everyone should be fucking weird. Like, my drag is weird and like, it's valid in the drag circle. So I think they are different.
They are different. And I mean, Willow's, I'm glad they didn't lead us more with,
mm-hmm.
but I kind of would love to have heard Willow say one more time, I don't need to fight. I don't need to do this. I don't need to do that. I'm just gonna do me and win. Like, I know we heard her say that once, but I kind of wanted a little more of that story.
True, true, true. But, you know, again, to tie into the legacy of this winter, drag is dumb. And I would say this is also a very dumb season. Yeah. And I mean that in the best way.
It's experimental as fuck. And if you don't agree with that, bitch, you're not watching Untucked.
Wait,
Who? Can we quickly, before we talk about this final lip sync, talk about how stunning and perfect Simone's crowning look is?
Oh, so you don't want to talk about the Vegas girls number at all, huh? We want to gloss past that?
We don't. Okay, let's talk about it. But I just was like, who is this commercial for? Yeah, we like Drag Race. We know. It's just
the
Vegas act.
The whole thing is a commercial for the Vegas act, dummy.
I know. I do appreciate the shout out to Hot Chocolate.
Oh, of
love
course.
That she
I
gets
do love
her
that.
Shine.
And I wish, like, after the commercial breaks that we featured a Vegas like legendary queen. Like, that would be fun.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
I do love, like, what happened to those segments in the finales where we learned, where we had, like, our little herstory
right.
moment?
Judy
like,
Garland,
I do miss that. Because also there's a lot of young gays out there who, like, literally just became gay and know about being gay because of TikToks. But it's like, yeah, maybe we should just learn up a little bit about our history. And, like, yes, it is very sort of cliff notes, but it was still fun. Like, I like those segments.
So bringing hot chocolate
in was really fun.
Yeah, I like that. I did enjoy that. I just feel like making us listen to this song again, I get it, it's a commercial. But I mean, it's like we already heard it in the season 12 finale.
Right. Also, isn't it weird that like Jada Essence Hall was singing it, but she actually won?
Yeah, I think people did point out that that's a little bit weird.
It's weird.
Well,
what's really weird.
Yeah.
Is Kahana Montrese looking like an entirely different person?
She sure does. And I saw her live at the show last night, and she's stunning. Her body really is absolutely stunning in person. Her and Naomi are just body queens.
Naomi is, to me, the winner, the MVP of this episode.
Yeah. I mean,
like,
look, her...
absolutely perfect head to toe. The bitch is, I mean, you know I'm a Naomi fan and I've been since day zero.
Yes.
So, I mean, God, she's so perfect. God, she's perfect.
Yeah.
But Kahana Montrese is, I think, the prettiest girl in the lineup.
Yeah. I mean, look,
I mean, the girl's got a lot of work
done.
You know,
it's hard to tell, you know, obviously, yes, Kahana, yes. It's hard. I mean, Trinity being there makes my heart so fucking happy, going from someone so underestimated to getting to perform on the Vegas main stage.
Oh, my God, absolutely, yes.
Everything.
What do you think about Derek Barry being there?
Derek Barry's really fun and great. I saw her last night. She's having the best time up there. Like,
good.
She is, like, actually happy and, like, has this, like, super grateful, light presence on stage that not all the girls have. She's like, I am happy to be here. Where
good.
Some of the girls were just like, oh, I have to, this show has to
well,
end.
Well, some of these girls have been doing it since literally their seasons ended, so.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's cute. It's cute. It's a good time. It's a good time.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, what was I going to ask you about? Why did we get to talk about? Okay, Simone's crowning look. Are you serious?
Oh, it's so good. And you know what I loved about Simone's look? Is that it wasn't the expected, like, gown or, like, weird, you know what I mean?
The final fantasy boss, which
exactly
has become the norm.
Specifically, the third transformation of the final fantasy boss, you know? But she shows up being like, this is the drag that I do. I'm not going to apologize for wearing, a shirt and a t-shirt, like a wet t-shirt. It
and
looked
it
like she was
like,
wearing a wet t-shirt.
It's masterfully crafted. Of course, it's like I saw online. It's like made with plaster. It's like a cast. Like, it's not just a t-shirt.
Oh, really?
It's like a cast. Like,
I didn't
you know what
that.
I'm saying?
It looks amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible.
And
the
also,
bejeweled.
Simone is a star. I mean, I saw her live.
She's incredible.
She's breathtaking in person. And she
really
does that,
is
like the runway.
A
that's
broom.
A model. That is
she
a
is
model.
So tall and thin.
Tall and thin and gorgeous. Those eyes. Oh
effortless.
My God.
Effortless. And she doesn't have to do a lot to steal
no, she
the
doesn't.
Show.
Yep.
She's incredible. This is a Lil' Kim reference, but it's also just like, it's such a needed reset. I don't think we could handle any more of those Miyazaki end of the movie villain looks. This just resets the palette so people can do whatever the fuck they want for their finale crowning look.
Well, it's like, make a look that is representative of your drag, you know? And I think she did that, so...
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the most iconic reigns in Drag Race history.
I loved it. Yeah. During a pandemic, no less.
I mean. So let's go ahead and talk about this final lip sync. Camden v. Willow Pill.
Soon as Willow Pill walked out, I was like, that's the winner right there. I mean, I knew it from day zero, but like.
I mean, the look is so funny.
This it Beetlejuice is... collab with David Byrne from the Talking Heads.
Yes. We know we're getting reveals, but it is absolutely just never been done before.
Aesthetic side to side. It's like, oh, this is very exciting. And then you pan over to Lady Camden and you're like, okay.
But to quote Alyssa Edwards, Camden is clean. I mean, it is clean. In terms of dancing and giving the song, I would argue Camden won the lip sync, but
no,
Willow
crazy.
Won the season. No. I know I'm right.
No,
Camden
you're wrong.
Camden won that lip sync.
Willow won that Willow, lip sync.
I will say she totally surprised me. She didn't do a better job dancing, though.
Who? It's not about dancing, bitch. It's about lip syncing and performing.
I mean, don't you think that Willow Pill won a little bit on her charm over the lip sync assassinry?
No. I think she won the lip sync with the Luther Vandross song. I think she won that lip sync. She won this one. Hands down won this lip sync.
I don't think it was hands down. I could see them crowning. I wanted Willow to win, and we both predicted Willow to win. But based on this lip sync, I could have seen them being like, bitch, that's a winner,
points.
Lady Camden.
Okay. I'm going to tell you this, and I'll tell you why you're wrong and stupid. Because
great.
If you look...
Can't wait to hear this.
I would have docked points when you see the reveal.
You see her struggle with the wig?
Yes! I'm sorry, no.
But why is that points off?
Because she struggled with something while Willow did not.
I mean, I guess. I just feel like that's
a forgivable
sin. If
you're looking for the best of the best. No,
but,
not.
I mean, come on. Willow's
it's taking
giving...
me out of the fantasy.
But Willow's duck walk takes you out of the fantasy, too.
No, it doesn't. It brings me in because that's her thing. Okay, so she falls. Okay, she's doing her thing again. Oh, wait, but this is messy. Let's cut back to Willow.
Yeah, but is it that messy? She's still in the beat.
The wig is rough. The wig is rough. And then
the wig is a little Tommy Wiseau. But both of their final reveals are stunning.
I do have one note for Willow.
What?
The reveal should have been an underwear bathing suit.
Oh, that would have been fucking genius.
Like, it's that, but it's fucking briefs, you know what
I
mean?
That would have been fully genius, but I love that she was like, I want to look pussy if they put a crown on my head.
But I think Willow is giving me... She gave us choreography.
She did. I mean, the arm punches or the air punches were the energy we wanted. The tumble...
And this moment, the tumble.
The tumble is the energy we wanted. Trust me. Willow Pill... was the rightful winner the whole damn time.
Oh.
And she...
Oh, it seems like you're singing a different song now.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying Lady Camden did a good job in the lip sync. A great job.
But did she deserve
to
win the lip sync?
She could have.
But
she could have.
No, you're saying yes while I'm saying no.
I'm saying she fully could have. Because guess what?
She didn't.
A queen has done worse in a lip sync and won that last moment.
Name names.
I don't feel like it. Okay?
Name names.
I don't, you know what? I just.
Who are you going to say?
I'm going to take one of my guru's advices, Janice Dickinson. And I never want to talk poorly about my sisters, okay? Because the second you do, you're dead to me, bitch. You're dead to me, bitch. And.
Top Model season 6. Get out of here.
Well, oh, cycle 6.
You know what? I'm gonna give you that one, bitch.
I can't believe you said season. That is so not
you. One, bitch.
You are far and above an ANTM historian
fanatic.
Over me.
Fanatic. True. I slipped and you caught me. You know what? That's why I respect you, bitch.
You slip and fall and you got to get up.
That's why I respect you, bitch. But I want to name names. Which queen won despite not winning the lip sync?
Plenty. There's plenty. I mean, let me think. I mean, we come on, All Stars 3. We know Trixie Mattel is one of the best, one of the best queens in the drag race conversation, but she did not win that final lip sync. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference.
I agree. You're right.
Can you name another name? I know there's another one.
Can I? I don't know if I can.
I don't know if Aquaria?
Oh, no.
Aquaria?
She deserved that win. No, she deserved that win.
Let's see.
Against Eureka and Cameron Michaels, she deserved that win.
Okay.
Bang, deserved that win.
Okay. I mean, if we go international, it gets really easy to be
of course. Are you talking international, though?
Why are you talking? So that is season 14. That's season 14, bitches. Any parting words before we say goodbye, close the book on this?
And you know, I think let this be a warning for future seasons of Drag Race, because you know there will be. Because I mean,
and that's a threat.
We are at this oversaturation of the franchise, and it's a bit scary. We're in like trepidatious waters right now. Because we're getting so much content just thrown at us, which personally, I'm not complaining about. I will digest, consume any Drag Race content you are throwing my direction, you know? Mm. I love reality television, especially when it's elimination-based. So, you know, daddy likes. However...
Ew.
What?
Nothing. Something else. It wasn't you saying daddy. It was something else that sickened me to my stomach.
Oh, did you look at your face at the Zoom? Okay, yeah, same.
Who
honestly, ditto.
Is that girl I see?
Girl? Staring. Monster bitch.
I'm speaking of beast. Every time I see my reflection.
I can just imagine Alyssa Edwards singing, "Who is that beast I see?"
Hold on. Let me get up in this mirror. Hold on. Okay, I agree. This was the experimental season.
I just think that it shouldn't be, seasons should not be this long anymore.
Bitch, like, what if the season ended with Michelle nudging RuPaul awake? Wake up. Wake up.
Wow.
Oh, I just had the weirdest dream. I had a dream that I had a whole season of Drag Race where I didn't send one queen home.
Damn. Or what if they crowned a queen they didn't like, and then they're like, wake up. That season was a dream. It never counted. It's not part of the canon.
Ooh!
That would be funny.
That would be dark-sided. And
that's what season 12 should have been.
Oh my God, fucked up. You fucked up.
Where's the line?
You're saying you don't approve of the winner? What are you saying?
I love the winner, but girl, that season is cursed, okay?
It is a cursed season.
It's cursed. I mean,
it's bad.
It's a Drag Race season, but to me, I see it as like the official cursed season in the Drag Race franchise, which is unfair for the other queens because there are some really great queens, but unfortunately.
I'd give that honor to season 7, but. Go off.
Damn. Honestly, upon rewatch, season 7 is not that bad.
I mean, in one way, the greatest comedy of all is giving comedy challenges to non-comedy queens.
Truly.
So that's interesting about season 7.
Well, season 7 of Drag Race is more of a season of Fear Factor, which I'm here for.
Bitch. That's a fair point. Oscar! Okay, look, you're so fun. Where can we follow you and support you, Oscar Mantua?
Well, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O.
Ooh.
You can also follow us, Mano and I, on our very own music video podcast at
Factual.
Podcast Killed the Video Star on Instagram. It's Factual. Very queer. Very fun. You get a say where you vote for the top 100 music videos of all time. It's a very fun podcast. I love it so much. Mm-hmm. And also, one final thing. Listen, all episodes of HBO Max's Minx are out right now. So
Bitch.
If you have not watched HBO's...
Best comedy of the year. Best new comedy of the year,
hands
down.
Thank you, babe. I'm in it. I'm a series regular in it. I play Richie, the photographer of
she
the
slays
first exotic
every
magazine
episode.
For women. It's very fun. And if you like my performance on Minx, say it. Send me a DM. I love receiving DMs from people.
Oh.
Respectfully, of course.
Which stands for dick messages. That's what
Not what I said. I have never gotten a dick message ever in my professional career. So,
Bitch, go watch Minx. I agree. Listen to Podcast Kill the Video Star because it is absolute stunning faggotry. And that's the kind of malicious faggotry we did come here
malicious.
For. If you
girl,
do...
Girl, I'm good. I'm the good girl. You're the bad bitch.
I'm just saying you're the Nicole Page Brooks of the podcast.
No, I'm the good girl. You're the gone bad.
I'm the gone bad?
Yes.
So who won... between us, who wins the shut up and drive lip sync?
Oh, am I... I'm Tatiana. You're Alyssa Edwards?
I don't know. That's hard. That's a hard call.
I'm 100% Alyssa Edwards.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you love this stupid drag nonsense, follow us at Drag Her Podcast. Keep listening for our Drag Race España coverage coming to the pod.
It's a good season.
We're sticking to the pod now. And if you love it, you can give us a 5-star review like this genius 1229 review said 5 stars. I may not always watch Drag Race, but I always listen to Drag Her. Drag Her truly is the one and only Drag Race podcast that keeps me laughing and loving the show. Even when I don't have time to watch all the franchises, I still love to listen to Mono and guests like Oscar Montoya.
Shut up! Aww.
Chat about the girls, always a bright spot of my week. Thank That's you, so bitch. Oh, I'm moved.
Me too. Who wrote that?
1229 Review is the name of that user.
1229 Review, we love you.
Love you.
Send us a DM saying that you are 1229 Review, and we'll give you a shout out.
Keep it cute. Keep it cute. Hey, till next time, my queens, let the music play.
What music?
There'll be music here. You just can't hear it yet.
Where?
It's in the mix. That's how podcasts work.
Is it? I've never listened to this podcast, so I don't know. Is it upbeat?
Yeah. It's upbeat. Yeah. It's kind of like your vagina.
Dry?
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Original.